Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sean Solano, who is Director of Marketing with Florida Tile. Sean, how you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, Kemp.
I talked to Doug Hayes at Greenbuild last year, and since that time, you guys have been building a dedicated commercial sales force, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. Give us an update on how that's going.
Sure, it's going really well. I think when you talk to Doug, we probably had just a few. We call them commercial sales specialists. But right now, we have 8 dedicated sales reps that are out there calling on architects, specifiers, commercial contractors. They're out there doing product knowledge presentations, giving CEU presentations. So they're really hitting the ground hard.
And just for people that may not know, Florida Tile, definitely one of the top 5 porcelain tile producers in the U.S. You're actually owned by the Panaria Group in Italy, but your manufacturing, most of it's done here in the United States. As far as distribution is concerned, you do own, I think, 21 of your own stores, and then you also sell through independent distribution, right?
Correct.
So these 8 A&D people that you have, they're spread throughout the country, and they're calling on specifiers, commercial contractors. Is that right?
That's correct. The main goal is really to present the Florida Tile product, and some of the ones that are traveling with, for example, our distributor reps, they're out there calling on the architects, giving them product knowledge presentations, helping them write specifications for their existing projects, giving them the tools that they need to identify the Florida Tile products that they can use for existing projects and future projects.
And to be successful in this market, you have to have the look they're looking for, don't you?
Exactly. And that's something that we're really working hard on. And I think we've done a great job over the last 5 years of developing products that have the aesthetics and the technical requirements to be a major player in the commercial market. And with the investments that we've done in our factory, you know, we have all the technical capabilities from digital printing technology to large format production to through body porcelain production. We can do all that in our Kentucky factory, and right now we're about 90% of our products are made in the USA.
And you have a pretty well-established residential business. The majority of your business is in that market. What's behind the decision to pursue more of the commercial market?
The decision comes from a couple things. I mean, number one, it's a growth market for us because we are, when we started this initiative, we were selling probably less than 5% of our products on large commercial projects. And we saw it as an opportunity for growth. We have definitely the products and the capabilities through our distribution network to meet the needs of the commercial market. And at the same time, we were faced with the economic downturn and the reduction in new housing construction and even the decline in remodeling. So we saw this as an opportunity on several levels.
All right, so one of the things that the A&D community is tuned into is this whole area of sustainability. I'm pretty sure that you guys have a program there. Give us a rundown on that, if you will.
Whenever we talk about sustainability, you know, I like to say first and foremost, we like our products to speak for themselves in terms of aesthetics. But beyond that, we've been dedicated to sustainability for over 40 years. And we've always had an environmental specialist in our factory. We recycle our water. We recycle the dust. We actually recycle our fired porcelain tile, which is a process we started a few years ago. And what that allows us to do is incorporate up to 40% post-industrial recycled content into every single product that we make in our Lawrenceburg factory. So that's kind of our backbone of sustainability. It's something that we've been doing for quite a while. And that's allowed us to do different things. You know, we're Green Squared certified, which is a new certification by the Tile Council of North America that takes into account not only your recycled content of an individual product line, but the overall corporate sustainability practices. It goes as far as looking at your packaging, where you're sourcing products, your marketing claims. So it's a multi-attribute approach to sustainability from a corporate perspective. All of our tiles are GreenGuard certified for indoor air quality. And putting some of those programs together, we've partnered with a website called Eco Scorecard. And what that's allowed us to do, and actually allows our customer, the end user, or the specifier to do, is to go through our entire product line and calculate exactly you know, how sustainable that product line is in regard to a certain building project. So if you're building a project with LEED or NAHB Green Building Standard or California High Performance Standard, there are, I think, over 30 different building programs that evaluate the sustainability of a project. So what we've done is taken it the next step and not only created a product that's sustainable, but put a tool out there to let the user evaluate their entire project using our products.
Okay, one last question. When you look at the commercial market, there are five or six vertical sectors. Is there a specific area that you target primarily from Florida Tile, or just a broad-based focus?
It's broad-based focus right now, mm-hmm. but we see some growth in different sectors. So healthcare has been a good one for us. Education, hospitality is growing for us. You know, there's a hospitality and design show that we go to every year in Las Vegas, and we see quite a lot of activity from that. Yeah. So,
actually, we're starting to see, even in the rooms, we're starting to see the when you enter the room, especially you know, like a Ritz-Carlton, you're starting to see hard surfaces all the way up until you get near the bed now, aren't you?
Exactly. You know, I think that a lot of specifiers see the value of porcelain tile as being one of the lowest long-term costs in terms of product life cycle. There's a higher initial cost, but over the length of the product, the lifetime, it's a much, much lower cost to maintain. The industry is going to grow for sure as soon as the economy turns around a little bit.
What's your outlook on that? You think things are going to start to turn up in 2013?
Tell you the truth, from Florida Tile's perspective, mm-hmm. We look for growth for the industry overall, and I don't think it's going to be any drastic change from what we've seen over the last few years. I think it's just going to be kind of a steady growth that's not going to turn around overnight.
All right, Sean, it's great to talk to you. Good luck as you continue to ramp up your focus in the commercial market. Again, we've been talking to Sean Salona, who's Director of Marketing at Florida Tile, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.